It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get some answers. Speaking about the Eagles with our next guest, Elliot Sherparks. Eagles might otherwise normally be front and center, but such a debacle from the Phils last night. Phils have taken the lead today for obvious reasons, but Elliot does a phenomenal job covering the Birds. By the way, A.J. Brown said something yesterday. He may have had Elliot in mind. We'll get to that audio shortly. From New England, where the Eagles practiced yesterday against the Patriots and will play tomorrow night against the Patriots, our guy, Elliot Sherparks. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Great.
All right. So, by the way, Seltzer says you're back?
You're not? I am back, yes.
Yeah, he's going to be in here at 10 o'clock so we can record a podcast together.
And then you're going back to New England tomorrow?
No, won't be at the preseason.
No preseason travel. All right. WIP doesn't pay for the preseason travel.
That would be a lot of money WIP would be spending.
No, I understand that. I mean, you can do what you need to do watching TV.
We got to get to the important stuff here, Joe. Elliot got to see this scrimmage.
Let's talk about
yesterday.
It. All right, John, first
it's
question.
A big deal.
Go for it.
So who won the scrimmage, Elliot? Don't you keep a tally of the joint practice stuff?
I do. And first, let me say, your genuine excitement for practice truly warms my heart. So I'm excited.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you, your adherence to every minor detail of practice warms the cockles of my heart.
We're talking about practice.
So here's what I would say. They dominated that practice.
Good.
They won the practice. Sirianni and Jalen moved to 9-2 in joint practices in 2021. And I thought what was most encouraging about how they won yesterday was they won with defense. The offense was good, and we'll get into that. But the defense, as they should have, dominated a really bad Patriots offense. The defensive line, I thought, had their best day of camp. There was a session of plays where they had four or five sacks in a row. Bryce Huff had a sack. Two of the linebackers had a sack. Brandon Graham had a sack. And then on top of that, they did something they haven't done off of Jalen all of training camp. They created not one but two turnovers. One was forced by N'Kobe Dean, picked off by Zach Vaughn, and the other was intercepted by Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So just a really strong showing from the defense.
Well, you know, Elliot, it feels like Trot Jr. and N'Kobe have done more than was expected. Is that fair to say with them in training camp?
Absolutely. To start with N'Kobe, obviously I've covered N'Kobe since he's been here, and he's made more plays in these past like six practices than he has in the first 2 years combined.
Good for him. That's great.
I think that getting consistent, healthy snaps has really helped him. Now, I don't know if it'll be enough to make him the starting linebacker snap one week one, but if you would have asked me a week ago, I thought Zach Bond would have gotten 75% of the snaps. Now, I think there's a shot they're going to try to get N'Kobe out there. He's been really good overall, and he's improving in coverage, which I think is the most encouraging aspect of it.
Elliot, when you say we're getting pressure, who are the players who are getting pressure? Is it some of the inside linebackers, you know, like Trot and Devin White and Zach Bond and N'Kobe? We know that it looks like Vic Fangio likes to sugar those guys up and mess with offensive minds and schemes. But I didn't think we'd be getting pass rush. Who is getting the pressure?
So they did send a fair amount of blitzes yesterday on both sides. The Patriots blitzed the Eagles quite a bit as well. So two of the linebackers yesterday that got the sacks, one was Zach Bond, one was Van Sumeren against the second-team Patriots offense. So they brought pressure up the middle quite a bit. But I think one of the encouraging things was when they weren't, they were still getting organic pressure. Bryce Huff had a really nice play where he just straight beat his man and got to Jacoby Brissett. Brandon Graham had a really good day. So they got pressure a couple of ways. In fact, you know, being on the sideline there, the Patriots writers we were standing next to were actually like in awe of the Eagles pass rush and how well they were dominating.
Well,
so Elliot, you can tell the Patriots aren't used to seeing good players recently.
Was it good defense? Was it awesome pass rush, or are the Patriots that bad? Like, should we take major encouragement from this, Elliot?
Well, it sounds like the Jonathan Gannon question of 2022, right? Like, does it matter? Yeah, so no, for sure. I mean, the Patriots are going to be really bad this year. I mean, one of the best plays they had on offense yesterday was actually made by Jalen Reagor down the field. It was about a 40-yard catch he made over Kiwi Ringo. So their skill players are really bad. They don't have a good quarterback. Their offensive line is okay. I will say they have a few nice players. But, yes, there is no question. The Patriots, like, that was a bad offense they went
up. So, Elliot, I want to get to the Eagles, though, but I want to ask you one more on the Eagles' D. Is Jalen Carter going to be the Eagles' best defensive player this year?
Yes, and I'm happy you brought him up because he had a set of drills yesterday in 11-on-11 where he just flashes, and he's one of those players where when he flashes, he looks like the best player in the NFL on defense. Like, he looks that good when he's playing to his potential. He had a really nice play where he got right to the quarterback. He had a really good play where he shot up the middle, got to the running back. And then the third play, the interior lineman was so, I would say, like, spooked by, you know, what was happening that he jumped offside. So Jalen Carter, like, had a session where you just watch him and go, this is why he was arguably the number one pick in the draft.
So I'm rifling, Elliot, I'm rifling through in my mind, and I tend to think Fletcher was the Eagles' best defensive player in 2013. It's hard for me to remember it all, but the point is, by year two, Fletcher was pretty damn dominant, and hopefully... Yeah. Hopefully Jalen Carter can follow that sort of path. All right, let's talk offense, Elliot. Jalen, I mean, high marks again from you with what you put out on social media. Can you frame to everyone listening who didn't see it, which is just about everybody, what Jalen did yesterday?
Yeah, so I'll answer the first question everybody's wondering. The streak does live on. He's at 219 consecutive passes in training camp without an interception. He did have one throw yesterday that was close. He tried to squeeze it into Goddard. I thought it was a bit of a risky throw. But outside of that, I thought he had three throws yesterday that were really good, and they were all down the field. So one was a throw to Devontae down the left sideline in 7-on-7. It was just a perfectly placed throw to Devontae. I think in a game it might have been a touchdown. They called him down, but it was a really nice throw. He made what was probably his throw of camp so far, a wheel route to Saquon down the right sideline. Saquon had some space, but he had to put it like in the front corner of the end zone to kind of squeeze it in there. So that was a really, really nice throw. And then to end the day, he had a throw to AJ. AJ was coming across on like a crossing route from the right side to the left side, and he put it right over the fingertips of a defender right before the sideline. So the precision was definitely on. He was 24 of 28, one touchdown, no interception. And the offense, you know, I thought they could have been better, but I thought they were still good.
Who showed the most flashes at receiver? We know AJ and Devontae are 1 and 2. We're looking for three. Paris Campbell in and out with the injuries. Who's going to be the three? What was the trend yesterday?
So Paris Campbell was back yesterday. I don't think he did any team drills, though. He was just doing individual. I would say the receiver that had the best day outside the top two was probably John Ross. But John Ross did most of that with the second team. I don't think Johnny Wilson had a very good practice. He didn't really flash in one-on-ones. I would say.
Hold Britton on. Did Tucker, he have a bad practice because he didn't get any balls thrown his way, or a bad practice because he performed poorly?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I would say a combination. He didn't really get a ton of targets in the team drills. I think he got maybe two targets in the team drills. And then in one-on-one, I just thought he could have been better there. There was one route where he pushed off and then kind of dropped the ball. So, you know, not like an alarming day, just not his best day of practice.
Elliot, yeah. I'm starting to get excited on Britton Covey at wide receiver, and I need you to tell me whether I should be excited or not. So I saw Amendola come out of nowhere to be pretty good in the slot. We saw it with Wes Welker. We've seen it with a few dudes that it was really not expected. Is Britton Covey actually a legitimate option to be an effective slot receiver for the Eagles this year?
Yeah, I think the best way I would answer that is I don't think at this point any of us can say, because I don't think any of us at this point thought he would even get to this stage, right? When he was signed as an undrafted free agent, he was viewed as strictly a punt returner. Like, I thought there was no shot he would ever be even a viable option.
And he became a great punt returner in the NFL. I mean, he went from a guy in 2022, let's just frame this for a second. When they were riding high in 2022, pretty much winning every week, he was like the worst Eagle for half the season. And people are like, this guy's got to get cut. And then he pulled it together by the end of the year.
Yeah.
They did cut him briefly. Yeah, one time, right? And
he went to the practice squad.
That's right.
Remember?
Yeah, but I meant cut. But yeah, fair enough, right? But then 2023, I mean, he was a great punt returner last year. And if he can give him something on offense, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think what's encouraging about what he's done is, look, he's never going to win, you know, jump balls or anything like that.
No.
But he is very quick, and he catches everything thrown his way. So at the line of scrimmage, he actually creates a decent amount of separation just because he does have such a quick first step. We'll see if it translates to game. But at this point, I'm not going to sit here and say he can't do it because he's already exceeded, I think, anyone's expectations.
Elliot, who played the most right guard with the ones against the Patriots?
It was exclusively Mekhi Becton. At this point, it is his job. There was a play yesterday where he went down, looked like he was grabbing his hip a little. He kept practicing. I mean, that's something to monitor for when they get back from New England, see if he practices. I'm assuming he will, but barring an injury or anything like that, I think it is Mekhi Becton.
All right, Elliot, two final things here. So Belichick's name came up yesterday. Nick Sirianni heard the name, right? Can you explain that moment when a fan started talking about Belichick?
Yeah, so after Sirianni's press conference, he where it was situated, he was pretty close to some fans. And he walked by, and this kid, like, he couldn't have been older than 9. He was yelling at everybody. And he just yelled, something like, "Hey, Nick, Bill will have your job next year," or something like that. So for a 9-year-old, I respect his, really paying attention to the rumor mill. But, he also asked Jalen for his autograph. So I guess it was a bit of a hit or miss.
There you go. All right. So that's kind of a funny moment from camp. Yeah. The other one.
How did Nick respond to that?
I'm sure he ignored it, right?
I'm not sure Nick heard it. I mean, it was close. Okay. Like, I'd imagine.
Even if he did, I'm sure he just went about his. He's not going to get into it with the 9-year-old, hopefully.
You could say to him.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past.
Maybe he goes Bobby Knight.
Well, you better get your head out of your ass.
He starts screaming at the 9-year-old. Who knows? All right, Elliot. The other thing that cracked me up yesterday, and obviously I see this from afar because I'm here. You were there, and the players are there, and all. But AJ Brown talking because you've been, on this. Jalen hasn't thrown an interception thing, and I can't quite.
The official stat keeper of Eagles training camp.
I can't quite tell Elliot, if you're totally serious about this stuff or if it's like 3/4 tongue in cheek. So, AJ.
Well, what's not serious about numbers?
Numbers matter.
All right.
Joe.
So, ESPN had a show called Numbers Never Lie, but that was a horrible show. All right. So,
I used to be on that show.
Point made.
And then you got dismissed. And probably the show did not. I'm joking. All right. Listen, Elliot, I want to play A.J. Brown yesterday because I'm thinking he's probably talking about you, Elliot. Here's A.J. Brown yesterday when asked about, no interception and all that. It's kind of cool. And A.J. on Jalen and the streak.
You can't really worry about that stuff. None of that stuff matters. Is he coming out here executing? Yes. And that's all that matters. I know you guys keep stats and all this other stuff, but, this is practice. Who cares if you throw an interception? Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's practice. We trying new things, and I try new stuff. When I'm doing releases and stuff, who cares if I lose? It's practice. It's when you're supposed to try. But I don't think nobody is getting too hyped that he hasn't thrown an interception. No, it doesn't matter about that. We trying to execute and keep working.
A.J. Brown.
We're talking about practice.
A.J. Brown just said, all right, so, Elliot, did he have you in mind when he said that?
Well, look, I have A.J. Brown down with 56 targets and 48 catches. So, when it comes to tracking, I can track him as well. It sure sounds like it, but I think it does matter he hasn't thrown an interception.
Yeah, it does.
That's good.
It's a bit of a diss from A.J. in your way. I don't know if he realizes that it really is cool that we have all that info.
I'm going to start a controversy. A.J.'s dissing hurts and saying he stinks.
Major diss.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
AJ to call back into WIP.
There you go. Yeah. All good. Hey, Elliot, good work up there, buddy. We'll talk to you, man. Thanks, dude.
Talk to you soon.
Elliot Sure Park.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.